This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Frank Gaffney, president of the Center for Security Policy. He's a former Assistant Secretary of Defense, and he's the host of Secure Freedom Radio right here on the Radio America Network. We want to get his thoughts today as President Obama met in the past couple of days with French President Nicolas Sarkozy about what to do about the Iranian nuclear program getting closer and closer to developing a weapon. And Frank, always great to have you with us.
Greg, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, in questions from the press, President Obama said that he wanted to see tough sanctions in place in a matter of weeks, basically, by the end of the spring, saying it's time to get tough here. You don't believe that this is the way to get tough. Explain why.
Well, unfortunately, he simply has no credibility on these deadlines that he imposes from time to time. And I think what's clear is that the international community, so-called, is no more inclined to go along with tough sanctions on Iran at this point than they have been in the past. And what I think the president is wittingly or unwittingly doing is allowing the clock to be run out on the Iranian nuclear weapons program. And with the evidence that is now accumulating, including a report issued by the Director of National Intelligence's office just this past couple of days, it's clear that the Iranian program is reaching the point of realizing those ambitions in the not-too-distant future.
What should Obama be doing right now? Is it already too late, or is there some concrete action he could take that would put the Iranians in a position where they'd either have to slow down or come to a halt?
I have to say I'm really sick about this, Greg, because having wasted the past year, and for that matter, the Bush administration having wasted several years before that, we're now, I'm afraid, reduced to basically one not very attractive option, and that is some kind of military action against the Iranian nuclear facilities and capabilities, and hopefully the regime itself. It would be a terrible mistake, I think, to just go after those facilities. But I don't see this president having any stomach for that, or engaging in any serious planning to execute such a strike, which then leaves us essentially with the option, assuming it is in fact an option, of the Israelis taking such steps to the best of their ability. And should that happen, I would hope that we would do everything we can to enable it, not oppose it. But again, I'm afraid that the Obama administration may well be operating on the assumption that if the Israelis feel faced as they are with this existential threat to the Jewish state, the need to take such actions, that the Obama administration intends to oppose it and perhaps obstruct it.
Frank, given the way that the meeting went between the president and the prime minister of Israel last week, is there any reason to suspect that the U.S. and this current administration would go along with an Israeli strike?
I don't see much evidence of it. The French have been rather more supportive of the Israelis, amazingly enough, than has the United States government. And if they were to say, you know, they strongly support it, that might have some bearing on the administration. But I tend to think not, Greg. I really believe the Obama administration has very little use for Israel, or certainly for the Israeli government, and is largely indifferent to its security needs. And it pains me again to say that, because I believe that's a terrible strategic error, one that will almost certainly translate into a heightened probability of conflict in the Middle East, something the president professes to want to avoid.
Frank, at least on this issue, is it a matter of the French getting stronger, the U.S. wilting a little bit, which you've clearly outlined you believe is the case, or is it a little bit of both? Have we just sunk to France's level here when it comes to international threats, or is Sarkozy a major step forward, at least from the French standpoint?
I think that President Sarkozy of France has at least at the rhetorical level, been relatively friendly to Israel since coming to power. I'm not sure that that has translated into much actual material support for Israel on the ground by the French, but it certainly looks quite robust compared to the treatment that, for example, President Obama gave Prime Minister Netanyahu last week, and the kind of policy thrust that he's been pursuing really since coming to office. So I think the French may be a little bit more robust, again, at least rhetorically, but it just looks quite a bit better from this perspective, given how really feckless the United States government has been at best.
Now, Frank, you mentioned that the sanctions option probably won't happen because there's no stomach for it from all members of the permanent five on the UN Security Council, namely Russia and China. At the same time, there are those who say, well, the military option from Israel may not be the last-ditch effort here. We obviously have a lot of popular unrest in Iran. If we can find some way to stoke that and encourage that and give them the means to carry out a regime change there, that would be better than Israel attacking. Is there any feasible way to get that done before a nuclear weapon is deployable?
Well, again, this has been what I've been urging and arguing for years now, and I'm afraid that especially with the increasing repressiveness of the Iranian regime, the lead time that might be involved in really kicking into gear a vastly ramped up effort to support the people of Iran in opposing their regime and ultimately bringing it down may preclude exercising that option. It may no longer exist simply because I think that the nuclear program may come to fruition before that does. It certainly should be something that we are robustly pursuing. But here again, Greg, I see no evidence that the administration has any intention of doing so. They pay lip service every once in a while to the brave folks on the streets of Iran, but I think that they have mostly been signaling both to the regime and to those people that they see their interest lying with engaging this regime, not bringing it down.
Well, Frank, certainly sobering to say the least to take a look at the current situation there, but we thank you very much for your time today.
Enjoy talking with you, and I'm sorry that it's a grim prospect.
Frank Gaffney is president of the Center for Security Policy, former Assistant Secretary of Defense, and host of Secure Freedom Radio right here on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.